covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I'm going to tell you a story now that we're just getting that'll be the most offensive thing you've ever heard. Unbelievable story. From Sanilac County, Michigan, comes this story. After DNA testing established paternity, on September the 22nd, 2017, Judge Gregory Ross, the 24th Circuit Court Family Division of Sanilac County, awarded parenting time and joint legal custody to a convicted sex offender, Christopher Mirasolo, who forcibly raped and threatened to kill the minor child's mother 9 years ago when she was 12 years old, and Mirasolo was 19 years of age. He has been awarded joint custody and parenting time. The child, who the young girl decided to have, is now 8 years old. The judge also restricted the child's domicile and residence, disclosed the rape victim's home address to a rapist, and ordered his name on the birth certificate. Are you kidding me? William Wagner here from Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. Professor, I don't even know how to process this.
Well, good to be here with you, Steve. Unfortunately, talking about such a horrible story, the idea that a woman would have to co-parent with a man who raped her is just unconscionable and outrageous. But it seems to be that's where we are today.
Michigan has ordered a girl raped at 12 to co-parent with her rapist. I mean, I'm sick to my stomach.
Well, approximately, according to the Michigan legislature, 500 women per year conceive from rape in the state. And more than half of those choose to carry the pregnancy to term. And so what Michigan did last year with the support of Michigan Right to Life is pass a statute called the Rape Survivor Child Custody Act. And it allows mothers like this one here to protect her child who was conceived in rape when this woman, you know, saw the inherent value of human life, and even though she was raped, brought this life into being, and now have a judge say, I'm going to give you your address, I'm going to put the rapist's name on the birth certificate, you know, I'm going to grant visiting rights. I mean, this is just outrageous.
And this is beyond outrageous. I don't know who this Judge Ross is. This is beyond outrageous. Just by the age of the rape victim alone, Mirasolo's actions, which is, if I may, penetration of a minor under age 13, constitutes first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The sentence for a violation of that is committed by an individual 17 years of older and an individual less than 13. He was 19. She was 12 years old. 12. And this judge is now ordering. I'm outraged. I'm enraged. I am disgusted. There is something wrong here. My question to you, sir, is what can we do about it?
Well, one of the things that can be done, and this is probably the first case in Michigan, if not the United States, where a woman is able to use the Rape Survivor Child Custody Act to stop this outrage and can petition the court to remove these things. What happened in the past was that you had to get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt for rape before anything could be done to protect the mother and the child conceived in rape. Under this new statute, they can use the civil process where it's a much lower standard, a clear and convincing standard, and they can, and with this DNA evidence, that is well beyond that standard. So we've got now a legal mechanism in place that when outrages like this occur, mothers can come forward with good lawyers, and Rebecca Kissling is the lawyer in this case, and she herself was conceived in rape. And so she understands all the emotions and the importance and the gravity of a case like this. And so it's my hope that this new statute, supported by Right to Life, and they are actually paying for the litigation in this case, will, you know, see justice done here.
It's startling that we, the people, have to step in to correct a judge who would have the inability to see that ordering a rapist to co-parent with the victim and the child produced by that rape, by that sexual crime, that we have to step in and litigate is galling. It's beyond the pale.
Well, the government goes beyond the judge here, because the prosecutor's office is the one that, you know, is in charge of, you know, conducting the process to determine the parenthood of the father. You know, they've done that, you know, and so it's not like the judge is standing alone here. I'm not sure why the prosecutor's office, you know, didn't recommend something different than what's happened here. But the good news is that the people of Michigan, through their representatives and with the support of Right to Life, in a very bipartisan way, passed a law that, you know, that is designed to protect life. And here's the great thing about this, Steve, is that all the studies show, from what I've been told, is that if a mother knows that she will be protected by the state against her rapist, that she is more likely to conceive the child. And I can tell you, I have personal friends who were conceived in rape, and I'm telling you, they are leaving this world better than they found it every day, because their mother chose to save them in spite of the horrible circumstances in which they were conceived.
Yeah, this is beyond the pale. This is outrageous. And again, this judge is in Sanilac County, Judge Ross. And if you're just catching this, this judge ordered a woman raped at the age of 12 who decided to have the child, who's now 8 years old. He has ordered the rapist to become a co-parenting part of that child's family. He was 19. She was 12 when she was raped. Where can we have people look for more information? Would it be greatlakesjc.org?
Actually, the best place that they can probably go for this case is Michigan Right to Life, because Michigan Right to Life is supporting and financing this litigation. And Rebecca Kissling, again, a lawyer, a very brave lawyer who herself was conceived in rape, is the person taking this action on behalf of the mother in this case.
All right, Professor William Wagner. Thank you for sharing.
Well, and thank you for having us again.
Back after this.